بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the members of the Besiege. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya during Besiege Week on November 25th, 2024. I would like to make a couple of points about the Besiege. One point is that Imam Khomeini laid the groundwork for the Besiege mindset during 15 years of movement and struggle before the victory of the revolution, and he deeply instilled and generated this mindset within the country. Many of the things I am describing about the Besiege took place outside of the official Besiege organization. Many of these things even happened before the formal establishment of the Besiege organization. For 15 or 16 years from 1962 to 1979, the Imam instilled this Besiege spirit, belief in oneself, belief in God, trust in oneself and in God, hope for victory, and how to show a bright horizon to the Iranian people. He spoke and spoke, and our talented people, our capable youth, took in the Imam's message. In the face of all those damaging forces, this message was seen to be acceptable. So gradually, this movement grew, progressed, expanded, and led to the revolution, overthrowing a regime that was supported by almost all the global powers.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Well, the Pahlavi regime was supported by the US, the Europeans, and even the Soviets supported it toward the end. Everyone supported it. It had abundant resources as well. The Imam overthrew, destroyed, uprooted this regime without the people even firing a single bullet. Yes. Coups do take place in the world, but they are often unsuccessful and short-lived. But here, there was no armed conflict. The people came into the field, took control of the field, and pushed the enemy out of the field with their lives, with their bodies, with their faith. After the victory of the revolution, Imam Khomeini created a shield with the Besiege against the various attacks, both before, during, and after the sacred defense. In the military field, in the social field, in the scientific field, in the production of weapons, and in international and political arenas. Note that a social power and scientific power lead to the creation of political power.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.